AIPAC and the Israeli Zionists won again. The two employees, Steve Rosen and Keith Wiseman of AIPAC, who were caught spying on the United States, are not going to have a trial. Been on trial for a good 5 years. Trial date was moved 9 times, and they were supposed to finally go before the judge on May 27th, just here in a few weeks. But it's not going to happen. The trial's been dismissed. Why? Lawrence Franklin, a guy in the Department of Defense who worked for Douglas Feith, was already sentenced for 12 years for giving the information to Rosen and Wiseman, and yet they get nothing for taking the same information. The reasoning behind this, and I'm not kidding, this was the reasoning, was that they had to prove, the prosecution would have to prove, that Rosen and Wiseman knew that it could harm the United States to steal classified information and share it with Israel. Exactly why is that relevant at all? They don't have to know whether or not they intend to harm the United States by stealing classified information. They know it's illegal to steal classified information. It doesn't matter what they do with it. It doesn't matter if they told nobody. You can't steal classified information from the U.S. government. These weren't journalists or anything. These were lobbyists for the Israeli lobby, AIPAC, which isn't even registered as a foreign lobby. But they have the interest of a foreign nation at heart, not the United States. And they fed us a bunch of bogus crap about Iraq and Iran. Now, the bigger picture is the reason they really didn't want the AIPAC to have trials because when Steve Rosen was countersuing AIPAC, which would put AIPAC itself on trial in June, all of them, and then the other shoe would really drop. And he said, if I'm going down, you're going down. And AIPAC said, if we're going down, everybody's going down. So you saw in the recent weeks they had the Jane Hardman scandal with Nancy Pelosi and Chertoff, etc. All the people in Obama's administration, these Democrats, were getting in trouble. And prior to that, you had a lot of Bush administration officials involved in this, including Condoleezza Rice, who was set to be subpoenaed. Not going to happen. Not going to have a trial. But this is the reason why it's so important. Israel was spying on the United States, and that's the third time they were busted since 9/11. Of course, you had the art students, infamous art students, spying on the U.S. with cells next to Al-Qaeda in the events leading up to and after 9/11. That never made the news. Fox did a 4-series report on it. It got yanked and was never aired. No reporting on that. And we had the naval spies from Israel. We had the urban moving jerks, and now the AIPAC. Douglas Feith's office created the Office of Special Plans, which had a mirror group in Israel, printing out things in English and giving it right to Feith's office, which went right to the Bush administration. Stovepipe circumvented all our intelligence agencies, and they put out all the bogus information about WMDs in Iraq, etc. But he was meeting with Israeli generals, which weren't even cleared and weren't escorted or anything, just directly into his office. Israel went right to Douglas Feith, somebody already accused of spying for Israel, who was working for the Defense for Policy at the time, Richard Perle, who already was busted spying for Israel. Perle and Feith's little cabal there in the Defense Department cooked up all these pre-invasion lies and hype about Iraq. All of them turned out to be false, and they're getting this information from Israeli generals, and they're leaking information back to Israel through AIPAC employees who don't go to trial. Lawrence Franklin, the man that leaked the information to the AIPAC officials, was also part of the infamous Niger forgeries with Michael Ledeen, where they famously forged the signature of a foreign minister who was an obsolete foreign minister trying to say that Saddam Hussein is buying yellowcake uranium from Niger. Well, that document had to be false because the person who supposedly signed it no longer even worked there, so they just wrote his name on there. And that came through that same office. So the guy who's leaking information back to Israel is also lying on the behalf of Israel with these myths about Iraq's WMDs. So there's no doubt that he was part of the Office of Special Plans. And what Feith and Perle and Wolfowitz were doing was setting up a war for Israel. The Zionists wrote the pre-war hype, and they're the ones who fabricated the so-called intelligence, which is what the basis was when we went to war in Iraq. Iraq was breaking UN Resolution 1441 because they continued to have weapons of mass destruction. Actually, they were not breaking any resolution because they didn't have any weapons of mass destruction. And the intelligence was bogus. Niger forgeries were a lie. And that wasn't a mistake. It had to be a lie. You can't mistakenly write someone's name on a piece of paper who's not even there. it has to be on purpose. So it was proof that the Bush administration was lying, and more specifically, the Office of Special Plans was lying to the United States to start a war in Iraq. And the employee who did that, who was sentenced to a dozen years in jail, is the same one, and he didn't get sentenced for that. He got sentenced for giving information to the AIPAC employees, Steve Rosen and Keith Wiseman. Same one who cooked up the shit about Niger. What I find interesting is that there's also the Israeli intelligence where we base the anthrax attacks. The anthrax was initially based on Israeli intelligence to say that Al-Qaeda sent the anthrax. They said that there was a meeting in Prague and that the Iraqis gave anthrax to Al-Qaeda and Israeli security forces witnessed the whole transfer. Well, that's interesting because Iraq didn't have any anthrax, Al-Qaeda didn't send the anthrax, and there was no meeting in Prague between Mohammed Atta and Iraqi officials. So how could the Israelis witness an event that didn't take place from people who didn't have the weapon and people who didn't send the weapon? Later, the anthrax was genetically traced to a lab in Maryland, in Fort Detrick, U.S. AIRMAD. Why would the Israelis lie about the anthrax and say they saw the Iraqis giving it to Al-Qaeda? It sure looked like Al-Qaeda sent the anthrax. After all, the anthrax was sent from where the Al-Qaeda cells were located, right there in Hollywood, Florida, up in New Jersey, near Joaquin, where the urban moving system was busted. The anthrax is sent from there. It says, death to America and Israel. Allah is great. It was definitely an attempt to blame the whole thing on Muslim terrorists. And yet, how did whoever sent it know where the Al-Qaeda cells were located and what to say? Well, somebody was living next door to all the so-called hijackers' cells. And that was the Israelis. That was their art students. And then we had urban moving systems busted, a front for the Mossad. In two different occasions, one van with traces of explosives and one van packed full of explosives that was stopped in George Washington Bridge. Three guys celebrating, two others driving the other van. All five of them busted. These five Israeli spies get deported back to Israel. Nothing happens. And the reports about the truck bombs and the vans being on the bridge and the other van with the dancing Israelis, yanked from the news, never reported again. It was reported live, and then it was never touched. So why are the Israelis driving around full of vans full of explosives? Why are they living next door to the hijacker cells where the anthrax was sent from, and then lying about witnessing anthrax being transferred from Iraq to Al-Qaeda? Because they sent the anthrax, and because they lied in order to start a war with Iraq, because Israel was part of 9/11, a willing partner with the U.S., and they are currently blackmailing and bribing officials through AIPAC, because Israel has a backdoor to all the computer and phone records. They can eavesdrop on whoever they want. They got plenty of dirt on key officials in Congress, and they're blackmailing them. We have the honey trap set up by Charles Kushner, bringing in Israeli international spy Sapel, who's sleeping with the governor of New Jersey, where they set up camp in their first cells, where they put up their truck bombs. It's interesting, too, that back in 1993, in the first World Trade Center bombing, which was a truck bomb the FBI set up and tried to blame on a patsy, anthrax was stolen from the same lab in 1993 by Dr. Philip Zack, who anonymously wrote a letter to the Justice Department before any anthrax mail had been sent or publicly acknowledged on the media. This guy writes the Justice Department trying to blame an anthrax attack on Assad, who gets cleared by the FBI. But do they go and question Philip Zack? No. No. They're not going to question him because he's with the Israelis. And they're not going to go there. So they chased around Stephen Hatfield for 6 years, and then finally Bruce Ivins, who kills himself conveniently 20 days after he's accused. Israel's all over this. I made a movie called War by Deception, going in detail, pictures, documents, everything, going all through PNAC, all through each pre-war lie, through Miller and Sapphire, the channels, the Cabal, and the OSP. Why are we in Iraq? We're in Iraq because it's what Israel wants us to do. It's in Israel's interests. It's in the military-industrial complex interests, because that's really what Israel is. It's just an extension of the MIC. It's not in American interests at all to be in Iraq. We've wasted trillions of dollars. We've killed a million people. We've lost thousands of people, and we haven't benefited at all. We're not fighting terrorism. We haven't stopped any terrorists. We haven't prevented a war. Iraq wasn't going to attack the United States. Iraq had the capacity to attack Israel, and that is why we're there. And why are we after Iran? Same reason. It's Israel. And it's the Israeli cabal that's shouting the hardest to go to war with Iran. their smoking laptop that Mossad made, their claims about Ahmadinejad saying he wanted to wipe Israel off the map, which he didn't say. All of it's Israel. It's Israel's interest. This is why we go to war with Iran. It has nothing to do with the United States. The U.S. doesn't benefit at all by blowing the piss out of Iran. We can't afford it. It's immoral, and there's no reason for it. And yet, the neocons, and, well, they've jumped back to their original liberal left roots, but it doesn't matter. Obama, Bush, doesn't matter. Same people, same foreign policy. They want the Zionist agenda, and that's go knock out all of Israel's rivals. They want Iran, they want Syria. They already got Iraq. You know, they're messing with Pakistan because they got to get rid of that before they can go into Iran. The Israelis want war with Iran, nobody else. It's their propaganda, it's their war, let them fight it. Americans don't need to die for Israel, and we don't need to go broke for Israel. Stop all aid to Israel. They're racial, fascist apartheid. They have racial colonies, they're colonizing their neighbors, they have a giant military occupation in Palestine. And of course there's violence from Palestine. You'd have to be insane to expect any other result from a military occupation. Obviously, people attack after you demolish their homes and shoot their kids. I mean, what do you think would happen? Israel is the modern Nazi state. There's not another place on earth that openly builds racial colonies. They're breaking so many UN resolutions, and they'd be breaking scores more were it not for the U.S., which votes alone, 141-1 sometimes, protecting Israel's interests. Why does Israel have the U.S. by the short hairs? Because they're blackmailing our politicians. It's not just the money they make from the wars and the profiteering. It's the blackmail. And some of it's religious rhetoric. They believe it's God-ordained land for the Jews and blah, blah, blah. I mean, they're Christian Zionists, but that just doesn't explain enough. It's their grip over the media and their blackmailing of politicians. That's why they do it. So we got to vote them all out. We need to audit the Fed. We need to end the wars. And we need to stop aid to Israel. These are Israel's wars. That's why we're there. That's why we're going to start another one. No more wars for Israel. I've done about all one person can do about this. I wrote a book right here, had the AIPAC case in here. It doesn't matter, there was no trial. I've written blogs, articles, op-eds. I've been on radio stations, I've been on GCN, RBN, I've been on podcasts. I made a movie, done everything possible. I mean, writing, speaking, and filming. Just to get this message out. You can watch my movie for free. It's called War by Deception. You can order my book if you want. It doesn't matter. I mean, most of the stuff in my book is on my website somewhere anyway. If you don't want to pay, you know, any money, it's fine. I'm going to need you guys' help. Start promoting these films. Start joining the forum. We've got to get the message out. Most moral people, and you can just ignore the religious zealots and Israeli firsters who will never ever change their mind. They don't care. You can show them the kids killed with depleted uranium and the white phosphorus, and they don't even care. It's just like subhumans to them, so it doesn't matter. But most normal, rational, moral people, typical American on the street, after they're made aware of what's going on, will be so pissed off once they learn the truth. They're going to learn to despise Israel and hate what our government has been doing in compliance with the Israeli government. All it takes is breaking this media monopoly. The news doesn't report it, and that's why people don't know. They never go beyond the news to look for anything, because they assume if something's there to be said, it'll be on the news. Let's get the films out. Get peace propaganda in the promised land out there. Get war by deception out there. And don't waste your time on these paths to nowhere, this Illuminati, Freemason, Kukri crap. Just space aliens and stuff. Just ignore that. Those guys are... It doesn't even warrant an explanation. It's so dumb. You just ignore those people. Ignore them. Promote films that talk about actual people and events that have happened that can be proven and shown, and not just conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory is one thing when it's based on facts. It's another when it's just based on conjecture. And what I have isn't conjecture, it's facts. We know that we were lied into the war. We know about all the profiteering. And we know the official story of 9/11 is bunk. And we know that there were truck bombs. And we know that the anthrax was sent internally. And you can trace back where these things came from, where the lies originated, and where the new lies are coming from right now. It's got to end. We've got to end these wars. We simply can't afford it. If you're not moral enough to think that killing millions of people for no reason is wrong all by itself, then think of it like this. The $1 trillion that the Pentagon's spending a year, and it's far beyond what the Department of Defense spends. It's a lot more agencies than that. It's something we simply can't... We don't have it. We don't have the money. And it's going to be hurting your family. And it's not just, you know, these housing bubbles that, you know, if we spent the money that we had spent on these bailouts and these wars as this giant tax credit, people would be able to pay off their mortgages and people would be, we'd be out. We'd be out of debt. Our country would be out of debt. But instead, we go on these imperial escapades and we bail out billionaires and we leave the bill to the common man. We got to pay all that debt to these central banks that have been racking it up, and we've got to pay for this imperialism, which we do not benefit from at all. But there's not one plus side to our wars. Nothing. We've got nothing out of it. A little bit higher gas prices and giant debts, and a lot of people are dead, and a lot of other people are handicapped, and that's all that's come of it. Israel needs to go fuck itself, plain and simple. And it's not anti-Semitic to oppose Israel. It's actually inhumane to support Israel, because Israel has racial colonies and Israel is leading us to war. There's no number of propaganda or way to spin it away. Israel is an apartheid regime. We don't need to be in a war in Iraq. We don't need to start a war in Iran. We don't need to be bombing Pakistan. Barack Obama is Israel's whore. We're stuck with him for the next 4 years, and our Congress is Israel's whore, but if we put enough pressure on them, they're going to change. And step one in all of this is auditing the Fed, because that's where they get most of their money. So support H.R. 2107 and H.R. 718. Support H.R. 2107 and H.R. 718.